Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now back to On the Block with Strick and Austin on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back on the block. Austin Norman, Eric Strickland with you 2 to 4 weekdays here during On the Block, brought to you by Nebco. Check them out, NebcoInc.com. Mentioned it going into break. J.J. Redick being hired as head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. Gets a 4-year deal from the Lakers, Strick. Financials not reported as of yet. But I remember when this first broke, we were talking about the Lakers head coaching job, and no head coach has lasted three full years, since Phil Jackson left in the early 2010s. What are the odds you give J.J. Redick of making it all 4 years? Do you think the Lakers are going to be patient with him if there are bumps in the road?
I personally don't think so. I think they're an impatient program organization because they're built on wins. Mm-hmm. It doesn't help that the Boston Celtics, their championship rival, just won one.
So now you're behind.
You have a blueprint, but your blueprint is aging. Celtics have a blueprint. And it's built on a foundation of their draftees, their development. They built them up. They know who they are. They knew their weaknesses. They addressed them. They found them. Unfortunately, the time that the Lakers were in and they had an opportunity to do something similar, they missed it.
Yeah.
Because they had it. They had some championship pedigree guys. KCP.
Yep, was there.
There was a couple others. I think a couple of them went to Washington. They had Kuzma.
Kuzma was there. I mean,
They had good pieces that could have been surrounding pieces if you would allow them to develop.
Well, they made a
choice to go with Westbrook, and you gave away dang near the kitchen sink, and you went for the right now instead of the build it out model that Boston took. Boston said, we believe we're going to stay. People criticized them for it, but they stayed with the game plan, and they didn't bow out. LeBron led, Clutch led, took the short route, and to me, man, let's be real. Let's be life. Let's be life right now. You know, this is something I would normally say. Well, I do say it here too, but I would say it on WTF 6-7 tonight as well. But my boy, this is I want to get life. Life tells you, because we deal in sports, and sometimes when we deal in sports, Austin, we get caught up on sports is an outlet for us. It's a decompression place. It's a place where you can just get outside of yourself and engage in something else that you love. And we all like to play Monday morning quarterback, and we like to play sideline GM, and we like to do all, and we're good at it. It's like a live game for us that we can play, but we don't have to sit on an Xbox all day and do it, right? But it's a game that we can play in our own head, and we can criticize from the sideline and get on Twitter, and we can do all that stuff. But life. In life, Austin, and I want to let you chime in, the shortest route the shortest, like trying to take the short route. So that could be, you want to be wealthy, you want to be rich. That could be Pablo Escobar type. That could be, you want to be the kingpin. That can be, you want to scam. There's just all these little short, microwave, quick, get rich, quick pyramid, all these different things that you can get involved in thinking you're going to hit quick. It's not a long lasting gesture. It's the build. It's the start from scratch. I even like cooking from scratch because it's better for you. Cooking, preparing, doing the food yourself instead of going into, I do eat fast. I do eat it. I don't eat it regularly, but I do eat it. Instead of going in there, now you've got all these preservatives and all these different, well, you got all this other stuff that's not good for you. Now, I'm going to say it from this standpoint. You remember the guy from the movie where he was going eating all the McDonald's?
Supersize Me.
Mm-hmm. Dude was healthy prior to. He did the experiment, took on that challenge, and he just recently passed. Not because he wasn't healthy, but because I think just that experiment, the stress and all the stuff and the top, everything it took in, like I have, and I'm not going to brand, I'm not even going to say the name. I haven't eaten that for years now. You understand? And I'm not saying that's the corporate of it, but I'm just saying it looks shaky.
It looks shaky.
So that's what I'm saying about the short route. You know what I'm saying? So it's better to build it. And I think Boston's done that. I just don't know if they'll allow JJ the time to do that. I think this is an appeasement move because really no one wants to take on the headache that that's going to bring. I think it's a quick move because there's comfort. So you still have something, but it's an aging formula that really there's nothing going to come save you from what they built.
Yes. Agreed completely. So if you're JJ Redick and you, how skeptical are you? Because I'm sure the Lakers had to say, yeah, we're with you for the long run. We're starting you with a 4-year deal just because you've never been a head coach before, but we have your back. Do you believe him? I don't know if I do. Because here's the thing, even if you're not LeBron's hire, because LeBron has been very quiet throughout this process. In LA, of all places, you should know perception becomes reality. Right? Even if LeBron
is Hollywood, my boy.
It is. That the look is that, oh, you host a podcast with LeBron? He wanted you the whole time. He said something, some offhand comment once, you know, that became gospel truth. They did everything to get it done. No, I don't think that's the case. I think legitimately LeBron did his best to stay out of the process. You know, it's going to be a LeBron-centric hire, but maybe it needed to be an Anthony Davis-centric hire. But can you depend on Anthony Davis for anything more than 2 or 3 years?
Right.
You know, before his body breaks down again. And then what do you have in terms of the youth?
Yeah.
Nothing is there right now, and no draft picks because
not
why?
Not impactful youth.
No.
Youth, but not impactful.
Not impactful. Yeah. And you know why you don't have impactful youth? Because you have refused to bottom out and take the long view.
That part.
Boston was so incredibly bad that they traded away their aging vets. They got back first-round draft picks. Brooklyn was really bad, ended up working out. But guess what? Los Angeles had higher picks than Boston did those years. Nothing came of it. The Lakers were down there. They didn't want to bottom out, but they got tired of being in it for the long haul. They got tired of the build and tried to trade and sign their way out of it. It hasn't worked. Here's some Lakers draft picks back to 2014. Julius Randle.
Ooh. Yeah, he's up in New York now. He had to develop, and they didn't allow it, but go ahead.
Playoff caliber player. Maybe not a finals caliber player, but playoff player.
Yeah.
The very next year, D'Angelo Russell and Larry Nance.
Larry Nance?
Yeah.
Junior?
Yeah, junior. That's a role guy.
What is the airplane?
Yeah.
You drafted in the first round a role guy. Wow.
Yep. Year after that, Brandon Ingram and Ivica Zubac.
And they gave him away.
Yep.
Now, Zubac, same thing. Just a miss for me.
He's fine.
I think it's a long-term miss.
Long-term miss. Yes, I'm with you.
I think Brandon Ingram is capable, but I still don't think he's a 1A. They haven't hit on a 1A.
Not even close.
Boston hit on a 1AB.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Twice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I even still think they did good with Mark Smart. I think that was is it mm-hmm. fit? They just upgraded by going with Jrue Holiday. To yes. me, that mm-hmm. was an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because Jrue Holiday's doing the things that Mark Smart didn't.
Smart tried to make it a big three.
Yes. Jrue played the utility role, and he understood that.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Some other Lakers draft picks, DeAndre Hunter hasn't really developed, but they traded him to Atlanta right away, so never got to see him. Jaden McDaniels, lockdown 3-and-D guy from Minnesota now.
Gave him away.
They draft him, but they traded him to OKC, who traded him to Minnesota. And then
he would have been good for them right now.
He would have.
Yeah.
Isaiah Jackson hasn't done anything. He was with Indiana. Max Christie hasn't seen the floor. Jalen Hood-Schifino, I'm sorry, doesn't. Move the needle
for me.
Well, and think about, you had Caruso on the roster for a while. Could that have been your Jrue Holiday? The Lakers have had opportunities mm-hmm. with guys who have been NBA coaches before. Okay, Darvin Ham being elevated from assistant to head coach, first head coaching gig, fine. Have they let Frank Vogel walk without ever building a team around Frank Vogel? Darvin Ham didn't have the Lakers in championship contention, but they made the play-in. They're in the playoffs. Did you see enough from him to say you could have learned and grown with him? Maybe, maybe not. There's the infamous clipboard incident.
You saw it.
I know what you were getting to. I know what you were getting to there. But if I'm JJ Redick, this decision to me is about, I have always wanted to be a head coach in the NBA more so than I have always wanted to coach the Lakers.
Well, me too, my boy. Who I'm ready. Let's go.
You want to be on staff with JJ?
How is it that JJ, this is what I'm saying. I think it's a form. It's a mini form of nepotism to me, because sure. Okay, I have a great basketball acumen in mind,
mm-hmm.
but real talk, I ain't gonna sit here and act like I can just jump right into a head coaching role. I can jump into an assistant role. I can jump into a development role. I can jump in. There's some roles I can jump into and then develop mm-hmm. into that. Here's my issue. I don't think JJ Redick's gonna do it like Jason Kidd did. What I mean by that is Jason Kidd understood that he was punching ahead or punching up above where he was at that particular time. He mm-hmm. he was looking up the mountain, but he surrounded himself with individuals that filled gaps mm-hmm. where he didn't have strengths, and that's what made him get better as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I see him now grabbing clipboards where before I didn't.
Jason grabbing clipboards?
Like early on, you go back and look at his early times with Milwaukee, you know, when they were doing in huddle stuff, he wasn't clipping.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously, you know, they know, but he allowed those individual strengths to do what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's clipping.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to monitor. We heard on Twitter that JJ Redick is looking to assemble a veteran staff, which I think makes sense, right? Being a first-time guy jumping into it. But the temptation for him that I think is going to be even stronger is to be the guy to grab the clipboard.
Yeah.
Right? Because he has the podcast. Yeah. He talks about basketball a lot, and he's become known for his acumen. Right? Drawing up plays, knowing how to diagnose. Where I think maybe the better role for J.J. Redick in Los Angeles is to fade in the background like he did as a player. Right? Think about J.J. Redick, the player coming out of Duke.
Yeah.
National Player of the Year, ACC Player of the Year, scoring records, three-point records galore. He was a role player in the NBA for as good as he was in college.
Yep.
He never took that next step.
Yep.
J.J. Redick, to me, will have the best success as an NBA head coach if he, you know, fills out a deep bench, allows himself to be the face, the relator, to connect with NBA guys because plenty of them still know him. He didn't retire that long ago. As soon as J.J. Redick tries to take over as the face of the Lakers, that's a problem. If people try to prop J.J. Redick up as the face of the Lakers, that's a problem. And he needs to shoot that down as quick as possible over the next 2 or 3 years until he's grown into the role.
Why? Here's why. Kobe is one of the most revered Lakers. Now, there's a large swath of them.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem, Magic, you know, Worthy.
Worthy.
You know.
Elgin.
Right. Wilt, even.
Shoot, Shaq.
You know what I'm saying? Shaq. Okay.
Derek Fisher.
There are a lot of the revered guys. So, for me, there's this instance where they had the USA Team USA tryouts. And Coach K was the coach. I know we got to take a break, and I'm going to make this last point. Coach K was the coach, and all he did in those tryouts was talk about J.J. Redick, making reference to him, such and such and such, and it pissed off the most revered Laker. He made it known, and he took it very personal. This is Carmelo's telling this story, Carmelo Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Carmelo says, he says, quote, he says to Kobe, he says, "I'm like, damn, why are you treating that young boy like that?" And Kobe's like, "Bleep that mother, bleep." Like, it, he took it personal.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a revered Laker that felt the way that he felt about this guy, and like you said, he comes in there and tries to act like he's the Zen master even or anybody like that, it's going, I think it'll be a problem.
I'm going to give J.J. Redick the benefit of the
doubt.
Yeah,
I know you are. I know you are, Austin. Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
I know you. You especially, of all people, are going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And we know that's not going to change.
I don't know if I'm rooting for him, though. I'm not a big Lakers
fan. Facts. WTF.
Huskers P on the text line. J.J. will be the scapegoat when it doesn't work when LeBron signs again. How does J.J. Redick avoid being the scapegoat?
When he signs again or he doesn't sign
again?
When
he comes back, you know, for this next year.
Oh, okay.
How does J.J. Redick avoid being the scapegoat?
It's
as simple as win?
It's tough to not be the scapegoat if you fall short or you're still in the same place. It's tough to not be the scapegoat when everybody's a scapegoat in a LeBron, in a LeBron atmosphere. Everybody. He's never the one that is blamed for anything. So you're going to get that smoke just like, guess who? Your boy.
My boy? David Blatt?
No, Darvin Ham.
Darvin Ham?
Yeah.
Frank Vogel?
Your boy.
Last thing on this before we take just a really short break. JJ having played for the Clippers, does that help at all? Or are the Clippers and the Lakers so different that it means nothing?
Yeah. I don't even think there's a hatred between those two. I don't even think the Lakers think it's a rivalry.
Mm.
But the Lakers are still in trouble. You have everything that's the same. You don't have a lot of cap money to go out there and sign a big name free agent.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a Western Conference that is only going to get better. Every team is going to have learned their lesson, and those good teams are still going to be back. And some of them even more. Pelicans could even ramp up, you know, around Zion. You know, he could be even play with more inspiration than he did. You're going to have to go through a super gauntlet. And I don't think, I personally still, and I'll say it right now, I personally still, the Lakers are in the play-in, and I think it's 9 or 10.
Hmm. So just scraping by. Squeaking
again.
In.
Mm-hmm. I think they'll get in. And listen, let's be honest. they don't even get in without the help of the referees this year.
the last few years,
we've given
really.
You data, and yeah. my boy's the database. Mm. And we've shown you the numbers, and they don't get in if it's not help from the referees. But I don't know if the referees. I think they've been exposed, and it's been put out there. I don't think they can help them this year. So you better come with it. But they had the same team. Without that, you're not in.
No.
So
you weren't in for very long, anyways.
You know, they may try to push it again, but if they do, I mean, they're the light is on them now. They're shaky. Yeah.
Speaking of shaky, USPS, a story after a quick break.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
Wow, gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.